fight for a socialist housing program. Don't move. In echoes of the poll tax bailiff busters 30 years ago, communities are mobilizing to physically defend their neighbors from eviction. Socialist Party members have assisted residents to organize such resistance. 5 years ago, tenants on the Butterfields estate in Walthamstow resisted eviction as a whole group, and won, with the simple message, "Butterfields won't budge. Even when people's homes are not safe, and they need immediate rehousing, we must still demand that we will not move from our communities." Don't pay in an organized, collective way. In Newham, key workers in One Housing Association defeated a 40% rent increase when they organized and refused to pay. When homes are not safe and the council is slow to act, as was recently exposed in Croydon over moldy, damp, and dangerous flats, why should people still pay full rent? The same applies to service charges around the country, through the campaign group Shack, Social Housing Action Campaign. Housing Association residents are preparing a service charge strike. Trade Union and Community Action get organized. Set up Democratic Tenants and Residents Associations. Trade unions and trades councils should work with local communities, building collective strength to mobilize for eviction resistance and demonstrations. In the 1940s, so desperate was the housing crisis, that the community in West London occupied luxury houses. Local people may need to return to those traditions. Working class political representation. Keir Starmer's Labour Party has ruthlessly driven out Jeremy Corbyn and the programme he stood for, of council housing, rent control and anti-austerity. Working class people need our own political voice. The Socialist Party stands in elections as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, which offers a banner to enable anyone who wants to fight to stand together in elections. The Socialist Party stands for a new, mass party, based on working class and young people, that can fight for a socialist housing program. No covered evictions, write off COVID-related arrears, build council homes with lifetime secure tenancies. Take over empty property for council housing, end all housing privatization, regeneration, without the loss of social housing. No more handing over public land and homes to property developers. Residents' right to vote on all regeneration schemes, rent controls that cap the level of rent. Fair rent decisions should be made by elected bodies of tenants, housing workers and representatives of trade unions. Reverse the cuts to housing benefits, end evictions due to austerity, cuts. Landlords must act now on dangerous cladding and fire safety, and councils seize buildings where they don't. Councils and housing associations should do the work now, and bill the government decent pay, conditions, and safety for all housing and construction workers, including stopping the use of blacklisting firms for genuinely independent democratic tenants and residents associations. Genuine accountability and control, including over repairs, sell-back option and portable discounts for current leaseholders and shared ownerships, to escape being financially trapped. End any future leasehold and shared ownership. We need council housing and cheap mortgages instead. End the commercialization of housing associations and registration of for-profit providers, run in the interests of big business and hedge funds. Take housing associations into democratic public ownership. This could include the option to return to council ownership with independent tenant democratic control, or co-ops. Nationalize the large building companies, land, and banks to ensure enough good standard council housing and cheap mortgages. A democratic socialist society to plan and provide good quality homes, jobs and services for all,